The district is known for tangled processes and long delays, which leave some teachers being hired after classes actually start. There hasn't been any requirement for a teacher who plans to retire to notify the board in advance, as teacher contracts in many suburban districts require. The new city teacher's contract doesn't require a notice, but does make a payment for an advance notice. Student enrollment isn't expected to advance much in public and charter schools. CFO Jeffrey Pritchard says that doesn't mean there won't be additional teachers hired because of the need for teachers of English language learners.
That's one of the largest growth areas that we have, is trying to support ELL teachers, and that growth is approximately 50 teachers budget to budget. But again, a good portion of those are already in place right now, and then I think it's probably less than 20 we have budgeted next year, but it's quite possible if more of these students come that we may be adding more teachers during the year.
What that means is the budget anticipates having 50 more ELL teachers at the end of the next school year than the district started with at the beginning of this year. Since most are new hires, costs are below what a veteran teacher is paid. Pritchard says the average pay for a teacher is $65,000, and the new ELL teachers will be about $20,000 each below that. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.